As a marine biologist with the University of Delaware, Mark Moline has investigated the shovel-nosed guitar fish and bioluminescent plankton in the Arctic. He's also lent his scientific expertise to the search for downed World War II planes in the Pacific. WHYY's Jessica McDonald has more.
2 years ago, Mark Moline was measuring water flow around the Western Pacific islands of Palau. He ran into Bent Prop, a group of volunteers looking for lost World War II airmen, and realized his advanced underwater vehicles could help propel the search. Moline used torpedo-shaped robots equipped with sonar to scour the seafloor.
It's hard because coral reef environments show the same types of signals that a plane wreckage would underwater.
In March, their perseverance paid off. 70 years after they were shot down by the Japanese, two American planes, a TBM Avenger and a single-seat Hellcat, were found. After dedicating so much time to the project, including hours of digging through historical archives to focus their hunt, Moline says he had mixed emotions.
It's a feeling of excitement because you found what you were looking for, but also there's a solemnness that, you know, these people went through a horrific few minutes while the plane was going down.
The team believes the wrecks harbor three MIA pilots and has notified the U.S. military, which is responsible for returning any remains to family members. In the meantime, Moline is preparing for his next trip to Palau in the spring. Along with a scientific mission, he plans to investigate more underwater resting places where other fallen heroes may lie. I'm Jessica McDonald, WHYY News.